This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. In Florida, federal prosecutors are fighting to put a teenage suspect behind bars following the death of his stepsister on a Carnival cruise ship. 16-year-old T.H. is facing charges of first-degree murder and aggravated sexual abuse in connection with the November death of 18-year-old Anna Kepner. According to court filings, the government is now urging a judge to revoke the teen's release or significantly tighten his restrictions because he is now being prosecuted as an adult. The details of the case are devastating. Anna, known affectionately as Anna Banana, was found dead in a cabin she shared with her stepbrother during a family vacation. Investigators discovered her body hidden under a bed, wrapped in a blanket, and covered with life jackets. A subsequent autopsy ruled her death a homicide caused by mechanical asphyxiation. Despite the gravity of these federal charges, TH has remained free, living with a relative, a fact that has left Anna's father, Christopher Kepner, in a state of absolute outrage. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Christopher expressed his heartbreak and frustration, noting that while the family has been paralyzed by grief for 6 months, the accused killer has been allowed to go wherever he wants. He told the outlet he wants to see the teen in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, calling him a danger to himself and others. On Tuesday, TH's attorney entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf, while the defense continues to argue that he should remain free while the judge weighs the prosecution's request. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, a community is in mourning after a routine welfare check turned into a deadly ambush. On Sunday morning, deputies from the LaFleur County Sheriff's Office, along with local police and the U.S. Forest Service, arrived at a home in Worcester. Authorities say they were immediately fired upon by 36-year-old Edgar Lara. The initial volley of gunfire struck two officers before Lara barricaded himself inside, sparking a tense, hours-long standoff. Witnesses reported hearing more than a dozen gunshots in the initial exchange, followed by a second round of firing minutes later. Lara eventually surrendered and is currently being held in the LaFleur County Jail, but the cost of the encounter was high. LaFleur County Sheriff's Deputy Thomas Walker LeMay was killed in the line of duty. Worcester Police Chief Andy Thompson was also wounded, but is reported to be in stable condition. Sheriff Rodney Derryberry released a statement expressing profound sorrow over the loss of a man he described as the very best of the profession.
It is with profound sorrow that the LaFleur County Sheriff's Office announces the line of duty death of Deputy Thomas Walker LeMay, who was shot and killed on April the 19th, 2026, while serving and protecting the citizens of LaFleur County. Deputy LeMay was a dedicated law enforcement officer, a proud father, a loyal deputy, and a trusted friend to many. He represented the very best of our profession.
In a moving tribute, a patrol vehicle has been placed on the courthouse lawn in LeMay's honor, and the Poteau Police Department invited the public to line the streets as the fallen deputy was escorted home. Joe Gamaldi of the Fraternal Order of Police called the incident a horrific ambush. While the suspect is confirmed to be a U.S. citizen, the investigation into what sparked the violence remains ongoing. More crime and justice news after this. In Virginia, a sentence has been handed down in a case that sparked heated debate over school safety and immigration. 18-year-old Israel Flores Ortiz, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, was sentenced Tuesday to 360 days in jail for groping several female classmates at Fairfax High School. With credit for time served, he is expected to spend another 135 days behind bars. The case involved allegations that Flores Ortiz targeted 13 girls in crowded school hallways. During the proceedings, Judge Melinda Vanlo described his actions as a deplorable pattern of behavior. The defense tried to downplay the assaults, characterizing them as immature pranks and butt-grabbing, even going so far as to suggest that such actions didn't stop people from being elected president. However, the prosecution and the victims told a different story. One victim wrote in a letter that the assaults made her feel unsafe and stripped away her ability to just be a normal kid.
It's impacted me because back then I didn't have to look around who was I didn't have to look around and make sure that nobody was going to touch me. And now, I have to make sure, like, and look around, like, extra to see who's around me and make sure nobody touches me that way again.
Flores Ortiz, who arrived in the U.S. in 2024, apologized to his victims in court through an interpreter. Despite his apology, the judge noted that even after being confronted by one student who told him he was hurting her, he went on to assault another girl just 2 days later. Following his jail time, Flores Ortiz will face 2 years of probation and must undergo a psychosexual evaluation. While the defense argued his teenage brain was not fully developed, the court ruled that the impact on the victims, who now move through life differently because of his actions, required a significant sentence. Despite the strict sentencing, Judge Vanlo reassured Flores Ortiz this does not define him, telling the teen she believes in redemption and he can go on to do great things. Fairfax County Commonwealth's attorney Steve DeSano stated he was happy with the outcome, even as parents in the district continued to voice concerns over hallway safety and supervision. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.